You're listening to Burst, live on the World Wide Web.
Hello everyone and welcome to Burst Radio, the student radio for Bournemouth University. My name is Nick Degari, I am the station manager, and for the next hour we'll be with you for our fantastic huge launch show, which I'm very excited about. I'm kind of shaking a little bit, like, a bit like Kermit the Frog. I have got the lovely Laura sat across from me.
Hello.
Hello.
That sounded creepy, didn't it?
yes, it did a little bit. I'm going to ask you a few questions so we can get to know you, see what you're like.
All right.
Can you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do in Burst.
My name's Laura, and for Burst, I am the experimental sound person.
So you're the hippie of the group.
Sorry, that is a bit of a bourgeois title, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. So you've actually got a 3-minute piece coming up later. After this show, we've got a broadcast of our 3-minute pieces, 3-minute showcase. We all created a piece. Yours is the Etherizer.
Yes.
Fantastic name.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
I made it up.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I mean, if I could invent words like that, I think I'd be quite rich. So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay,
so what biscuit do you reckon best describes you?
Party ring.
The party ring.
<I don't know.
laughs> Why? Any reason why?
Because they're colourful and delicious, and that is what I would like to be.
Colourful and delicious.
Yes.
Excellent. Also, I know you have a particular fondness for cheese.
Yes.
What's your favourite cheese?
Oh, that's a difficult one because, you know, to nail down such a vast and delicious category. But I'm going to say it's probably the Black Bomber.
What's the Black Bomber? I've never heard of that cheese before.
It's a cheddar and it's from Snowdonia and it's delicious. Comes in like a black waxy thing and it's, yeah. You should.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love cheese. I like a good blue cheese, but I mean, that sounds delicious.
Oh, not a blue cheese, no.
What's wrong with blue cheese?
Well, it's mouldy and it's blue. I mean, what more do I need to say? Oh, it's like eating a wet carpet. It's disgusting. No.
I mean, I've never eaten a wet carpet, but I'm not going to turn it down if it was delicious. Okay, so what's the worst job you've ever had?
Oh my goodness. The worst job I've ever had is probably at a recruitment firm in Sydney, and it was horrific. But the weirdest job I've probably had is dressing up as a squirrel.
Why? I've got to ask, why were you dressed up as a squirrel?
You know, you got to make the money where you can.
What was it for? Like, you just paid to stand around as a squirrel? Or
actually, I was paid to dance in a squirrel costume.
Even better.
I worked at a campsite when I was a teenager, and that was part of my job, to be the mascot squirrel.
Was that in England? Was that like a Butlins type thing?
It was like a real poor man's Butlins, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Okay, next question. What's your favourite film?
Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Oh, I've not seen. What's
seen
it about?
It?
I've not seen it.
It's hard to describe. It's Jim Carrey, and it's. Don't ask me to describe it.
Okay.
But watch it.
But watch
it's
it.
It's beautiful. I've watched it about a million times.
Cool. And what's your favourite band that you've seen live?
Oh man, that I've seen live. That's a tough one. It's probably going to be Morrissey.
Morrissey?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
What's he like live? What made the experience special? Or
He took his shirt off. I mean, I know he's old, but that did make it special.
Okay.
It's full of energy. It's really vibrant, and it's a really great performance. So yeah.
Okay. So we're going to play a song. You've picked a song that kind of describes you or that you really like.
I have, yeah, and it isn't Morrissey. There's a lot of deliberating about this song. I couldn't do that. I couldn't give you a Smith song to describe me.
Okay, but what song did you pick?
I picked Right Place, Wrong Time.
Right place, but it must have been the wrong time. said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to catch hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. Got the cue of my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seemed like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seemed like a wrong, 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 wrong. Sneaking, peeping, hiding out down the street. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way do I go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but I must have took a wrong train. I took the right move, but I made it at the wrong time. I went in the right trip, but I made it in the wrong call. Hit us in a good place, and I wonder what that
was. Okay, yeah, that was right place, wrong time. That was my choice. I hope you enjoyed it. Now we're going around the table, we're going around the room talking and introducing everyone that's here on the MARP course. So I'm here with Jordan.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, right, you ready? You poised for these?
I am poised and waiting.
All right, number one. In three words, tell me the kind of radio that you like.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's one.
No, wait, hold on.
Go for it.
Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say soul.
Eclectic. Ooh. Yeah, we like it. Okay, so we're going to have stuff to look forward to from you then. Okay, so... can you pinpoint a time when you really decided to go into radio?
I have been in and out in radio for some time, really. I mean, we had a radio station at my school, so we used to practice. We even had a class that we did to do with working radio stations. And then, I'd have been out 13, 14 when we started that. And then I kind of dipped out of it for a while, and then when I went to university, I worked at the student radio station, and then I just kept working at radio stations from there. So, it's been over a decade.
So you're an old hand.
In theory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next question was, what did you really want to be when you grew up?
It depends. When I was seven, I wanted to be an archaeologist, but...
No, wait, me too.
Really?
Yeah. Did you watch Indiana Jones? Was that it?
No, it was actually Jurassic Park.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah. And for some reason...
it's the Spielberg connection.
Yeah, yeah, something about Spielberg just brings out the archaeologists in us. But then, kind of as I grew up, I wanted to go into acting, really. That's always been my major passion. So
okay.
I've been wanting to do that for many, many, many years.
Have you ever seen a ghost or an alien?
Well, you've done something bad here, because that is one of my questions as well.
Yeah. Is it?
And... I have never seen an alien. I've had, strange times at night where I've heard creaks or seen something that I'm like, I'm not entirely sure what I'm seeing there, but I can't ever say that I have entirely seen a ghost, 100%.
Okay. And you've chosen Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. So do you want to tell us a bit about that selection?
I'm very sporadic in my tastes of music, very much depending on what day or what time of year. And right now I'm in a very... kind of cool saxophony kind of place in my soul. So
the saxophonist. I thought you chose it because you have matching hair.
Oh, Have you seen a video?
No, I haven't. Check it out. Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to play that out for you now then. Cheers, Jordan.
Great.
get in touch. Find us on Twitter and Facebook at Burst Radio.
And we're back, and we just wanted to give a shout out to Sean Street, founder of the MA Radio Production Course, who Baker Street is his favourite track of all things. I am Jordan, and I'm taking over from Laura. I'm going to be interviewing Sarah.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah. So just tell us quickly what you do for Burst.co.uk.
So I'm the head of online content for Burst. So I run the website. I've created the lovely new website.
Woo!
And I run other social media and control what everybody uploads to the site.
So much power.
Yes, very much power.
So I'm just going to throw a few questions at you.
Okay.
Sweet. So would you rather be a cow or a badger? And if so, which one? Why?
I think a badger, because then I can just hide underground whenever I wanted to run away.
Would you rather live in a world where there was no jazz, or the only dance that everyone can do is gangbang style?
No jazz, definitely.
No jazz?
Yeah.
But gamma style is okay.
No.
No, not no. The,
no. No, you need a lot of variation of dance. I don't think Gangnam style would be wide enough for everybody to dance along to.
I once learned it to dance it when I was 16 years old.
Wow, I didn't even realise it came out that long ago.
Whoa, how old do you think I am? Have you ever flown a kite?
Yes, I have. I actually have a story about a kite. I was flying my dad's kite when I was younger, and it flew off the string and flew off into the sky. And I tried chasing after it because I was scared that I'd lost my dad's kite. And obviously I couldn't chase after it because it was off in the sky.
I just have this image of you like running along after a kite in the air.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat Laura's question to me as sort of a continuing theme, but have you ever seen a ghost?
I've never seen a ghost, but where I used to live, I always felt like somebody was following me up the stairs. Got quite scared.
Oh, okay, that's a little bit sinister.
Yeah.
And then final question, this one gets a bit heavy. So as you lay dying, which celebrity would you like to stroke your hair?
Mark Owen.
Wow, you knew that, like you already planned for it. Oh my goodness, why Mark Owen?
Why not Mark Owen? I don't know, he's just somebody I admire. And yeah, bit of a weird question.
You gave me a very succinct answer.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to introduce your personal track then?
So the song I have picked is called Live Your Life by Mika. And I just like the words, and he was a big artist in my life growing up.
You got the whole world in your pocket, but you just don't know. Everybody's smiling at you everywhere you go. It's like you've got that secret that everybody else wants to know. Anywhere you are is just like home to you. From the beaches of Manila down to Kathmandu. Yeah, you got that secret that everybody else wants to know. But you won't ever let it go. Everybody wanna shine that bright. Everybody wanna say they can.
So I'm now joined with Vicky.
Hi.
Hi. You're not a big fan of that song, are you?
No, well, it's just not Mika. I don't understand it as a concept.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry to start on a downer. It's really exciting to be here.
So what do you do for Burst?
Hi, so my name is Vicky O'Connell, and I think I'm kind of head of comedy commissioner, that kind of thing.
What does that involve?
Well, hopefully stealing lots of people's ideas and pretending they're my own.
Good way to go.
No, we have a very honest procedure. But I really want to put some fun and comedy on Burst, so kind of new, fresh stuff, maybe some sketch shows, some comedy review shows, anything that's going to be hilarious. I'm going to take charge of it.
Can't wait. So I'm going to play a little bit of a game with you. Well, I'm going to try anyway. Might not work out.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a question and you have to answer the question before. So the first question you won't answer.
Right.
And then the second question I ask you will be the answer from the first question.
Sure.
Follow?
Yes.
Okay. So what is your name?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. Yep. Where are you from?
Vicky.
What's your favourite colour?
Barnet. North London.
What's your favourite food?
Blue.
Favourite piece of clothing?
Oh God, I've lost track already. food? Chips.
And your favourite animal?
Hat.
Wow. So?
Do you want to know my favourite animal?
Go on then.
Dogs, of course.
Dog. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
What would be your favourite dog if you had to choose a dog?
I like a little Labrador because they're adorable and loving, and you can probably fetch things with them.
Yes, I have a Labrador. He helps with the shopping.
Yeah, perfect. That's amazing.
I can't think of any more questions. Do you want to introduce your song?
Oh. Yeah, so my song is a bit of a jazz classic. So I like lots of different types of music, but I thought this came up my MP3 player the other day, and I just thought this would be a really good thing. It's you cannot resist tapping your feet or your, you know, kind of clicking your fingers and getting your jazz hands out. And it was originally performed... It's quite old actually. It was written in the 30s, but this version is by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's also performed by Judy Garland from a film in about 1950, I think. So the song is Get Happy.
The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Ready for the judgment day. Thank you. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready for the judgment day.
This is Burst Live.
Hello, so you're listening to Burst. This is me, Vicky O'Connell. It's very exciting. Can't believe we've been allowed to do this, really. It's ridiculous. I'm now joined by Sam Wood, who is our head of music, I think.
That's correct. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Are you very excited?
A little nervous, but yeah, I'm good.
I think we're nailing it, honestly.
Yeah, I think we're doing all right.
I think you can tell by the people's faces we're doing a really good job. So I've got to ask you some questions.
Okay.
But I think, first of all, how did you feel about that Ella Fitzgerald song?
I used to work in a pub and they used to play her and like Billie Holiday
nice. Non-stop. Oh.
So I can't really listen to her and smile anymore. But I used to love it before that job. I used to absolutely love it. But
yeah. That's awful when you're working somewhere and there's...
It's literally on repeat over and over. It was just, yeah.
Drives you insane.
Yeah.
Questions-wise. So musical influences. Can you tell us a bit about your musical influences?
I grew up listening to a lot of indie, a bit of dance music and stuff, but now I kind of listen to anything really, like 70s disco, a bit of German techno, a bit of everything really. Nigerian boogie if it's there.
Nice.
If it sounds good.
Wicked. And musical terms, what are kind of your hopes for Burst and your kind of shows?
I'd like to just produce something that people haven't really heard before really, get some new music out there, let people be creative with how they want to present things and... Yeah, just go with that, really.
Sounds good. And what about your best gig?
Best gig is probably Rolling Stones, maybe, at Glastonbury. When was that? 2014.
Yeah.
Which was actually my first ever gig. My parents took me in 91 when I was 1 year old because they couldn't get a babysitter.
No way.
At Manchester Arena or something like that. And I cried the whole time, apparently. It's so loud that... So.
Rolling Stones was your first gig?
Yeah, I was like...
And you were one?
Yeah, I was 1 year old, but yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it much better the second time.
Yeah.
Much more.
That was an astounding performance, wasn't it?
It was insane. I've never seen that many people before. Like, the whole main pyramid stage was just full.
Yeah, that was amazing. So good. Okay, and so what song have you picked for us today?
I've picked This Must Be The Place by Talking Heads, one of my favourite bands from the late 70s.
Nice.
Home is where I want to be.
get in touch. Find us on Twitter and Facebook at Burst Radio.
Hello, you are back live on Burst Radio. My name's Sam Wood, and you can get in contact with us on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm now joined by Georgia. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. That's quite an accent you got going. Where are you from?
Oh, Australia. Good.
Australia?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Sydney.
Right, very nice, very nice. How are you finding England?
Good. I was actually born in England, so it's coming
back.
Oh,
it's basically like home then?
Yeah.
Do you miss anything from Australia?
Not the heat.
No?
More people. I miss people.
Okay, fair enough. I've got some questions for you. If you could go back to any place or time, what would it be and where?
Ooh, I don't know. I like the corset with the big puffy skirt. I don't know when that was, but like as an outfit,
Victorian
I think.
Times, like in London kind of thing?
Yeah, if I could be like upper class. Then
upper class, right.
I don't
you have to have some money to go. Right, okay.
Like
yeah,
a
that's
street urchin.
Okay. If you any animal, what would you be?
Oh, well, I probably like a bear would be quite good.
A bear?
Like a polar bear. You sleep for a very long time.
Yeah.
And then you just eat everything you can, then sleep again.
That's the life. That is the life. Four people to have dinner with from any point of time.
Oh, okay. Right, Conor McGregor's going to be there.
Right.
He'd be fun. Then you might have, who's that Welsh football player? Gareth Bale.
Right.
Just to look at more
just
than.
Just to look at.
And okay. Like he can talk because his accent would be good. That'd be nice. Probably should have some more
non-sport related people.
Yeah. Me mum.
Your mum?
Me mum and me dad.
And your dad. So it'd basically be like dinner at home just with Conor McGregor and
Gareth Bale.
Perfect. Have you had any near-death experiences?
Not really. We have a farm in Australia.
Right.
And we have a quad bike. So I was driving the quad bike along the road and then oopsie, off the cliff, into the river.
Off the cliff? That sounds pretty near-death, to be honest.
I mean, it's not really a cliff. It's more like
is it a creek,
like a gentle,
an Australian creek?
Gentle hill. That
right.
But I couldn't find the brake. I only found the accelerator. So
nice, nice work. It's time for you to introduce your song.
We've got Land Down Under by Men at Work.
Fantastic.
A freight had come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under, where beat us low and men chunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Yeah.
that great song was Land Down Under by Men at Work, chosen by me, Georgia, and I am back with Nick.
Hi.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
So you are the head of Burst.
Yeah, I'm the station manager.
And what does that involve?
Involves making sure you all do your jobs. I don't know. I kind of like just do a bit of everything without doing anything properly, I guess, because you all kind of do the jobs and I just kind of help make sure we're going in the right way, help make sure get shows off the ground, things like that.
Sure. Sounds very important.
Yeah.
So I've got some questions for you, like everyone else has done.
Yep.
What music did you grow up listening to?
So my parents had two very different listening kind of styles. My mum's got this record collection in the attic, which is fantastic, and it's Hot Chocolate, Queen, Meatloaf, lots of Beatles, like things like that. A bit
quality,
kind of quality, yeah. Classic rock, things like that. My dad's taste is a bit more, should we say, eclectic. So to summarise, if you went into his car, you would see CDs, Barry Manilow's love songs, the Jaws soundtrack to Wicked, any kind of Dreamboats and Petticoats CD compilations.
Delightful.
Yeah.
What a taste.
I know, right? So that's kind of what I've grown up with, to be honest.
What is something most people don't know about you?
Something they don't know about me. A lot of people don't realise I'm left-handed.
Wow.
Yeah. My favourite food is peanut butter and cheese toasties.
That is delicious sounding.
I think I'm the only one who finds it delicious.
I'm more of a cheese and tomato sauce gal.
Oh, see, that's really grim. Like, I hate ketchup with an absolute passion.
It's delicious.
It is the scum of the earth, honestly.
Can you describe yourself in three words?
Three words?
Yeah.
Big ball of energy.
That's for...
It's kind of like O apostrophe energy. Does that count?
No.
Or no? Okay.
You can just have big ball energy.
Big ball energy. There we go.
What would be your drink of choice?
Port. Port. I love port. It's beautiful and tasty and very sweet.
Great.
Yep.
Why did you get into radio?
I got into radio... Well, I had my first kind of radio job was my first job was working at BBC Guernsey. I was answering the phones and making cups of tea, and I really enjoyed it. And ended up doing student radio at uni, and just had the best time ever. And decided I wanted to get paid to do that, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
And if you were an animal, which would you be?
If I was an animal, I quite like the idea of being a koala.
What noise would a koala make?
I don't know. Like, I'd imagine it may be like eating a bit of eucalyptus or something.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah. And what song have you chosen for us?
Well, I'm ever smiling and I'm always very positive. So I've gone for... Sorry, is it irritating?
No, it's fine. It's great.
It's by Paolo Nutini. It's Pencil Full of Lead.
A pillow for my head, I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat, I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat, so much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater, oh, and now it's getting on the road, so to get sweeter, I got legs on my chairs and a head full of hair, bought a pan and some shoes and my feet, I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth, two pairs of socks and a dog with a lock, with a food in my belly and a license for my telly, and nothing's gonna bring me down. Guitar and ties in my car, I got most of the means and scripts for the scenes. I'm out in a box, so I'm in with a shout. I got a fair bit of chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my teddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing that hard, man. Oh, oh, oh.
in touch. Find us on Twitter and Facebook at Burst Radio.
That was Paolo Nutini and Pencil Full of Lead. We are very lucky here today as we are being joined by Kieran. Hi, Kieran.
Hello. Very lucky is a strong term, but yes, hello.
Would you like to let our listeners know why you're here today and who you are?
So last year, I co-managed the station with another girl on the MARP course called Olivia. So I'm the outgoing station manager you've taken over from. I was part of the Burst radio station last year and an MA student like all of you.
And how have you found the transition from going from the course back into real life?
Quite slow in the fact that I saw Burst as like my baby towards the end of last year, so I took a lot of care in doing all sorts for it. So to be with it's sort of like going cold turkey on something is quite hard. So weaning myself away from doing radio stuff 8 hours a day to do with Burst was quite hard. So yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, the guys are all lined up.
Literally
lined up, because we're so eager to ask you some burning questions. Jordan, you're by the mic first, so do you want to ask your question?
Okay, would you rather meet Bigfoot or the Abominable Snowman?
Preferably neither, but probably Bigfoot. He's warmer.
Excellent. Next up, we've got Music Commissioner Sam.
If you could have any superpower for the day, what would it be and why?
I would have wheels instead of feet. And I don't know why, but that's the first one I could think of.
How would it benefit you? I'm quite intrigued. Wheels for feet.
Well, you know those hoverboards where you can just stand and you lean forward and all of a sudden you're like going 40 miles an hour down Brayford or whatever. Well, I don't know. I don't know, because with legs, I guess it'll be quite fun just to lean forward and your body moves. There's literally no advantage to having wheels instead of feet. I don't know.
Okay. Sarah?
You're living on a desert island. What three things would you take with you?
I would take with me a record player. And I guess for two other things would probably have to be records. So I'd take me a record player, a copy of the Smiths' eponymous record, and a copy of High Violet by The National.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Vicky, you're up next.
Hi. What three tips can you give us in our burgeoning radio careers?
Oh, burgeoning radio careers. First thing is treat the manager very nicely. If the manager wants chocolate, if the manager wants pizza, if the manager wants a hug.
I can highly agree with all of those things.
Secondly, don't do anything you're not comfortable with, but do things that you haven't done before where you know you'll learn something from. It's probably a good thing. And the third thing is if you have an idea for something and it's not offensive or it's not completely unworkable, do it. I did a hip-hop show last year, which was quite possibly the worst idea in the world, but I think it was all right. It went okay.
Fantastic. Next up, we've got Georgia.
Hello.
Hello.
If your parents didn't call you Kieran, what would they have called you?
The reason I'm called Kieran is because my parents had an argument over the name Kiefer. They always call me Kiefer after Kiefer Sutherland. They had an argument because they thought it was naff, and also they couldn't spell Kiefer, so instead they spelt Kieran wrong.
Excellent.
Basically.
And then we've got Laura.
Okay, movie related also.
Okay.
If there was a movie of your life, who would you have play you?
If I was egotistical, I would say George Clooney, but being a realist, I'd probably have to say, Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell I quite like, actually. Sam Rockwell,
fantastic. Mm. Okay, and my question is, what biscuit best describes you?
I'm best described as a jammy dodger, because I'm not all that attractive on the outside, but when you get to the inside, it's just raspberry.
It's just raspberry.
I don't know.
Kieran, thank you very much. Have you got any other kind of last words of advice or wisdom for Burst Radio?
Good luck, and treat it nicely. It likes being fed twice a day. It likes big hugs. But best of luck. Create stuff that you would never create elsewhere, because this is your chance to. And yeah, I hope it all goes well.
Fantastic. Kieran, thank you very much. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to be having our 3-minute piece showcase. So we've got that to look forward to. But in the meantime, this is Erasure.
You are listening to burst.co.uk.
This is Burst Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Burst launch show, the Big Burst launch. We've had a great time. Thank you very much to Vicky, to Jordan, to Sam, to Georgia, to Sarah and to Laura and Kieran, of course, as well, who came and had a chat with us as well. He's here to support and hand over and all those lovely things and check that we're still alive. Coming up very shortly after another song, we'll have our 3-minute piece showcase, which is very, very exciting. Pieces from all sorts of genres. We've got some drama, we've got interviews, we've got, yeah, some more experimental sound stuff as well, which is really, really exciting. Also, coming up tomorrow evening at 5:30, there will be The Time Machine, H.G. Wells' The Time Machine, as produced by the undergrad media production students. And on Friday, we're going to have the first of our brand new The Friday Show launching. I'll be presenting, me, Nick, and Jordan is producing that one. But in the meantime, to take up to 3-minute pieces, this is The Beatles. Well, shake it up, baby, now. Shake it up, baby. Twist and
Burst Live.